We're going to hear one more voice here. That is reporter Steve Futterman, who is out on the streets in and around Los Angeles watching what is happening. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Scott.
You are right now at one of the locations where guard troops have been mobilizing. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm in downtown L.A., where the National Guard troops have been since early this morning. Now, for most of the day, as several hundred protesters eventually gathered, there were no major problems. The Guard members stood with their powerful weapons. But in the early afternoon, things suddenly and dramatically changed. Guard troops started moving towards the protesters, causing quite a bit of panic. And a block away, it got even worse. My colleague, NPR's Liz Baker, has been in front of the Metropolitan Detention Center. Now, that's where many of the detainees from the last 48 hours were at least initially held. She says things there had also been peaceful until law enforcement began using pepper spray and tear gas to disperse around a couple hundred protesters. Moments later, a large caravan of ICE vehicles drove through. And law enforcement in the area I'm at right now has since declared this an unlawful assembly and have warned people if they don't leave, they could be arrested.
We just heard the mayor saying she doesn't want these troops there. The governor said the same. What are people around you saying about this?
Well, they're not happy. They feel the confrontations and violence we have seen the last couple of days have been provoked. Estrella Correll is a social worker. She doesn't feel there is any need to have the guard here at all.
I think it's ridiculous. I think Trump is trying to make a show when there's armed guards. You know, we all have signs, and I just think it's him trying to escalate and make a situation and a show, which is what he is, a showman, and that's what he cares about. So I just think there's no need for it. LA City is not out of control. We are peacefully protesting people being dragged out of their homes and schools.
Steve, people are clearly worried. Are they factoring that into their decision about whether or not to come out and protest?
Oh, absolutely. The people I spoke with are indeed worried, as the mayor said, about things escalating even more. Another person I spoke with on the street today, her name is Elizabeth Torres. She told me for her, it's been the drip, drip, drip of escalation that actually brought her here.
Well, Friday, I started seeing on social media, on the news, everything that was happening. Yesterday, all day, I saw it, and I was anxious, and this morning I woke up, I'm like, I have to do something.
What should we be looking for next?
Well, I think tonight will be the first test. The last two nights, there's been quite a bit of violence, but I think it's going to be most important to look at tomorrow and the next few days. If there are new ICE raids, and there very well could be, there's almost certain to be a response.
That is Steve Futterman covering this for us in Los Angeles. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.